just to turn away, but you know you've already lost. The smell of rain when it's on the wind can never be paid in full. You try in vain to account for this mess and everything that you stole. No, can this world not afford to sleep anymore? No, did your sheep stop jumping to grow out their teeth? Did they need a little something more? And this, 'cause now they're biting at your feet. Got you running from this place, and now they're breathing down your neck. Your eyes look lonely in your face. I see you looking just out of frame. What is it pulling you there? 'Cause things can never stay the same. So what is keeping you here? No, can this world not afford to sleep anymore? No, did your sheep stop jumping to grow out their teeth? And need a little something now. Every time you think, well, they'll be biting at your thoughts. And every time you blink, well, you'll be sold and bought. But you are more. No, I've seen your face somewhere.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you are listening to Radioactive. That last song was Sunsets for Somebody Else by Jack Johnson. How's everyone doing tonight? It's a beautiful Tuesday evening. It is the perfect weather outside, if you ask me. Sunny, but not hot. I mean, it's hot if you ask anyone else. My blood runs cold. So I need it to be warm. That's why I live in Chico, other than the fact that I was born and raised here. So, but it is officially summertime, in my opinion. Okay, wait, no, I take that back. Not summertime. It's not summertime for a while, but it is officially the warmer weather, the warmer months of the year. There we go. And I have very peculiar ways to measure this, but the main one is I will continually buy bags of gummy bears and leave them in my center console. And, you know, I eat them now and then because I absolutely love gummy bears. They're my favorite snack. The Haribo gummy bears, unmatched. Like, if you will never ask me if I want Haribo gummy bears, and I'll say no. Never, ever in my entire life. Maybe unpopular opinion, I don't know, but the green gummy bears are definitely the best. Anywho, not the point. I will leave a bag of gummy bears in my center console, and I'll replace it when I eat it all. But once the gummy bears all meld together into one mega gummy bear that gives me a tummy ache, that's how I know it's no longer winter. And that happened to me this week. I ate, it was like, unfortunately, the whole bag too. Like, it wasn't just the last few gummy bears. It was like the whole bag became one big gummy bear. It was kind of unfortunate, you know, because the bigger the bear, the bigger the bellyache. That's a mouthful. Anyway, let's see. Also, okay, I promised that I would mention this. Today is National Bean Counter Day, which I learned today is a term for an accountant, someone who counts the beans, which it has its own historic origins. But I looked up in preparation for today's show. I thought it'd be really fun if I looked up, like, what's the national day today? And someone really needs to tell me who is picking these names, because they're really strange. It's national. Okay, wait. Let me find it. It is National Healthcare Decision Day. Not National Healthcare Day. National Healthcare Decision Day. I don't know what that means. Is today the day I'm supposed to pick a healthcare provider? Because I think I have one. I honestly don't know. Dad, do I have a healthcare provider? He's not here. I'm just hoping he's listening and he'll text me. I don't know. I haven't been to the doctor in a while. Maybe I should get that checked. It's also National Wear Pajamas to Work Day. And I get that one. I do. Because I can see how adults would be intrinsically jealous of all the kids that get to do pajama day at school. Because it's unmatched. It, like, a pajama day is the best day of the year, no questions asked, even though they always have pajama day during like the finals and like all the tests and stuff right before Christmas. It's just, it's the best. But I feel like adults could really up their game. Instead of national like wear your pajamas to work day, like I don't know. They could make something better than that. I think it's a little unoriginal. But happy National Bean Counter Day for anyone who is an accountant out there. Congratulations on getting all those taxes done. I definitely didn't file, but I don't think I need to. I don't think I need to file. And if I do need to file, then I was kidding, and I totally did file, because that's what a good Samaritan would do. So yeah, anyway, today we have a fun show coming up. I have an artist of the month. I have some news, because I've been told that Radioactive needs a little bit more news and information. So I have a little news segment for you. I'll bring out Ginger. Ginger the reporter is going to come out to play. But then, you know, to counteract the news, which is usually bad and depressing and boring and the world is on fire, whatever. Then I have some good news, because we need some balance in our lives. So if you're feeling unbalanced, stay tuned, because this is going to be the most balancing show ever. I mean, I'm kind of a walking balancing act anyway. I'm really fun to watch. Anywho, let's get back to the music, because that's kind of why you're here, hopefully. If you're here to hear me talk, then, well, thank you. Me too. Anyway, this next song is Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers, so stay tuned and please enjoy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico.
Still got payphones. It cost a dollar a minute to tell me you're getting. streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems. You can't reach me if you wanna stay up tonight. Stay up at night. Like green lights in your body language. Seems like you could use a little pump money from me. But if you got everything and figured out like you say, don't waste a minute. At the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
I can't fix each and all your problems. I'm no good with names or faces. She sent me naked pictures from her neck down to the waist. I get my feelings involved. She stopped returning my calls. The flaws turn into walls and barricades. And I'm too far gone in all the wrong ways. And every long day is a bad one. I can't make you call or make you stay. Take you off a pedestal. So I get lost in my music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room. Walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made no money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late, thinking about you. And MIA for
3 nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. You can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was Three Nights by Dominic Fike. I'd like to let everyone know that Radioactive is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by DK Web Design, providing digital marketing services to improve your business's online presence, including websites, social media management, and search engine optimization. In 2012, owner Danielle Vogel started DK as a way to give back to the community by helping other organizations reach their full potential. Details to maximize your web presence are available at dkwebdesign.com and at 530-809-4989, and by Mount Shasta Springwater Company, serving the community for over 2 decades with natural spring water bottled at the base of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta Springwater is available for home and office delivery at 1-800-922-6227. Also, if you enjoy my program, you are free to go to the website and tip the show. Radioactive is also made possible by Floral Native Nursery and Restoration, a California native nursery committed to sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration. Floral Native Nursery and Restoration, where the wild things grow. More information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design is available at 14388 Meridian Road in Chico, at floralnativenursery.com, and at 530-892-2511, and by Satava Art Glass Studio, creating art glass since 1977. The gallery and studio are located at 819 Wall Street in Chico. Open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also shop online 24/7 at Satava.com. Online orders ship out daily. So here is the thing. Today is a monumental day. I mean, not really, but a little bit, I guess. Today marks the very first time that Ginger reports the news. Welcome to this first segment of Gingy Reports the News. And yes, I refer to myself as Gingy when reporting to the news because the news is a little bit too serious for me, and I like to make it a little fun in my own way. Anyway, here's the thing. I've been told a couple times that Radioactive would do good with some news and information. And I always thought, well, what news and information am I going to share? Well, something caught my eye today. And usually I have done a great job of staying out of news and staying out of politics. But today I couldn't help myself. Today I couldn't help myself because I was so interested in this story, because I love me a good court case. So let's dive into it. Anyway, it's being decided today, and I was really, really hoping that it would have been decided in the Supreme Court by now, by, you know, 7 p.m., so that I could share it with you guys, but either it's still going or it hasn't been decided yet, because I was looking for it, and I could not find the answer I was looking for. So it has not been decided yet, but let me tell you about the case. This case dates back all the way to 2002. I was not there for 2002. I was born in 2004, a little bit late to the party. But in 2002, there was this thing called the Enron scandal, which I don't know what Enron stands for or what it means. But apparently, according to NPR in their article today, that it was a scandal that involved massive document shredding and fraud. Big no-no. People were like destroying evidence for something that they didn't want people to know. Covering some stuff up. So what the federal government did is they created this law. I don't know what the law is called, but it's a law that basically says if you are interfering with like official government processes, or like official government business, straight to jail. No. You have broken the law. That's the law. So anyway, flash forward from 2002. That's when the law was created because of the Enron, whatever. Flash forward to 2021, January 6th. If you have not heard of the January 6th riots or whatever, then congratulations, Gold Star. You have done a great job of staying off the news. Basically, what happened, a bunch of people decided to storm the Capitol because Joe Biden was being sworn in as the president, and there's people that disagreed with that. So they went and they stormed the Capitol. Now, there are a bunch of people going through their trials right now because, like, that was very violent and, like, kind of illegal. And so now there are, like, 350 of them, which they were, like, hundreds and hundreds of people. But 350 of them so far have been charged under this statute that was made in 2002 that was, like, if you get involved or you get in the way of a government process, straight to jail. And I'd say that a government process includes swearing in the president. So if you, like, try your very, very hardest to get in the way of that, then you're breaking that law. But here's the thing. There's this guy, and his name is Joseph Fisher. He happens to be a former police officer, but he was also charged in the riot. He was in the riot, and his lawyers are saying, no, hold on, you guys. This whole statute thing is kind of crazy because if you look at its origins, it was talking about people shredding documents and like hiding physical evidence. That's so different than like walking into a building and protesting, like violent or not. There's still a huge difference between like stealing evidence and paperwork and stuff versus yelling at the top of your lungs, oh no, I disagree with you. Like there's a divide there. So I don't think it really applies to Joseph Fisher's case, because his name's Joseph Fisher. I keep calling him Jordan. Sorry about that. Anyway, sorry, Joseph. Joseph Fisher, it doesn't apply to him because he didn't steal any evidence. Like that's obviously meant for a different law. And so it's gotten all the way up. This appeal has gotten all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they were deciding today what the nuances were for this law. Because let's be real, like, is stealing evidence and shredding important documents and paperwork the same as like a sit-in or like a protest? Like what constitutes like the obstruction of a government process? Like where do we draw the line? Because protests can be nonviolent or violent, or like I said, they can be up to stealing evidence and shredding documents. Like there's so many different levels to this law. So which ones apply to which cases? And that's what the Supreme Court was meant to decide today, which it looks like they haven't come to a decision because I can't find anything on the internet. And the internet's usually the place that I would look. I don't know how else I'd find this information. But basically, I know you guys are like, okay, Ginger, why do we care? This Joseph Fisher guy is whatever. Why? What is at stake here? Well, now here's where it gets a little bit more interesting. So, okay, first of all, this Joseph Fisher guy, he already has other charges and allegations against him for the January 6th thing. So even if this one, like, law did get deemed unconstitutional and thrown off of his list of charges, like, it still wouldn't really matter. He still has other things he's being prosecuted for. But you know who else has this specific law charged against him? Is Donald Trump, who is also going through the courts right now. And if you didn't know that, then you are doing an exceptionally good job of staying off the websites and the internets and the news. But yeah, so he has also a long list of allegations. I don't really know what they are because I don't really care to spend my time knowing all of that. I feel like that's his business. Anyway, former President Donald Trump has all of these lists of allegations. And there is a large chunk of them that are related to this law that Fisher is being charged against. The one about interfering with, like, government policies. And in Trump's case, the policy, the government process or whatever that he was getting involved with or in the way of was the election, which is a huge government process, I might add. It's like their main one is like the election. That's like their big, like, that's like prom night for teenagers for, like, the government, though. It's like their biggest event, election. And apparently Donald Trump, according to whatever this prosecution people are, that he was getting in the way of that. So this case is actually very influential because if they decide that this Fisher guy is right and they're like, oh, Joseph Fisher, you're right, this law is unconstitutional and can't be used, and they throw it out, then that's, they also throw it out, like, they set the precedent that it's going to be thrown out for Trump as well, which means, I mean, he has another long list just like Fisher. They both have long lists with other things as well. But a sizable portion of Trump's charges will have to be dropped, which will mean that the prosecution will have to come up with another plan. So anyway, I'm very interested to see where this case goes. Because, like I said, I love me a good Supreme Court case. And you might be thinking, like, Ginger, like, shut up. Come on. Stop talking about politics. Nobody cares. Or people care way too much, which is worse, in my opinion. But here's the thing. Do I think politics is, in general, stupid? Yes. But do I also think that The Bachelor is stupid? Yes. And yet I still watch The Bachelor, like, every week. Last season was awesome, by the way. If you watched The Bachelor last season, like, hit me up, we can talk about it, because it was good. So anyway, that was my segment of Gingy Does the News. Gingy Reports the News. I don't know. we'll name the segment later. Anyway, news can be kind of... I tried to pick a story that was not, like, super depressing, because I didn't want to report, like, some tragic murder or something like that. That would bring my vibe down. This just casually keeps me intrigued. But if this did depress you in any way, because the news can be depressing, and yes, I think that we've kind of realized that the whole world is, like, being digested by the Loch Ness Monster, and one day we will become a steaming pile of poop, and that's the road we're on. But, you know, I do have some good news for you guys. Next, I did find, I scoured, I was like, I'm not gonna bring Radioactive down with all of this regular news. I gotta get some good news in there too for some balance. We gotta have a balanced diet over here. So if you wanna stick around, listen to the good news, you can. I'll be talking about it after the music, because I wanna give everyone a break, a breath. Let me grab a drink of water. That was a lot of talking. This next song is $20 by Boy Genius, so please enjoy. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. Stay tuned, and please enjoy.
It's a bad idea. It's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard where we play with fire.
Up in somebody else's car. We ordered different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did, and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind.
Come get my things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was Green Light by Lord. And as promised, I have some good news. So, anyway, it's hard to find good news, like good news out there. Honestly, I had to do quite a bit of research to find like news that I was like, okay, like that's not just heartwarming and fun. Like a lot of the good news I looked up was like a dog coming home to his, or like a military owner coming home to his dog, and the dog was like so happy, and it was like, okay, yeah, like that is so sweet and like brings a tear to my eye. But like, let's be real, like when I come to home from my dog every day, she's like super happy as well. So I think that might just be a dog thing. Dogs are meant to be happy, and they are. But I did find some genuine good news, and I was like, okay, wow, this is pretty darn cool. So I found this article on the Good News Network, if you want to go check it out yourself. But basically, it's this scientist, and he's pretty cool, and he's an optometrist, and this today marks the day that I found out that optometrist, way too many letters. A dyslexic person cannot read that word. I had to use context clues to figure out what that word said. It does not look like it says ophthalmologist. That it's a scam and it's a lie. First of all. Second of all, this ophthalmologist, he's Australian, by the way, but he's engineering corneas, which are like the little part in your eye. He's engineering corneas to cure blindness. There's not all blind people, because blindness can occur from different things, but non-genetic blindness usually occurs because your cornea is out of whack or broken or something. So this guy has been doing research for years and is actually very on track. It'll take him a few more years to like do it all, but the article walks you through how he does it with all the collagen and stuff. And it's very fascinating, and it could actually end up helping a lot of people, because in the article it mentions that there is one donor for every 70 people that need a new cornea, and of course it's like you have two eyes, so if you do the math on that, that's like crazy. So anyway, that's some good news for you. And I'm trying to find this guy's name. I think his name is Sutton. I think that's his last name. His name is Sutton. I don't know his first name. It doesn't mention it. But anyway, so if you want to go check that out, it's on Good News Network. So anyway, stay tuned. This next song is Whatever We Feel by Sammy Ray and the Friends. And up next, I have the Artist of the Month. So please stay tuned and enjoy. This is Whatever We Feel.
I've been wearing my hoops. I've been wearing my big old silver hoops. I've been walking around the house in them, babe. I've been chilling on the couch in them. I'm accenting with socks. I'm accenting with pride because it sucks. I've been putting a show on for me, babe. I'm the only one who knows it. It's whatever we feel. It's whatever we wanna do. It's whatever we feel. Whatever we wanna do. It's whatever we feel. It's whatever we wanna do. It's whatever we feel. Whatever we wanna do. It's the thing I wanna do. It's the thing I wanna do. I'm doing it. It's just the thing I wanna do, it's the thing I wanna hit the band. I've been closing up shop, and I've been winning when they say that I would not die. I've been standing up to all of them, babe. I've been answering a call for them. I quit playing them games. You can address me by all three of my names, cause I'm getting official about it, babe. I've been all kinds of diligent. Now it's just what I feel. It's whatever I wanna do. It's whatever I feel. Whatever I wanna do, it's whatever I feel. Whatever we wanna do, it's the thing I wanna do, it's the thing I wanna do, I'm doing it. It's just the thing I wanna do, it's the thing I wanna do, I'm doing it. And if you don't agree, I'm gonna keep doing me. Keep doing you though, cause that's important too. It's whatever you feel. No, it's whatever you wanna do. It's whatever you feel. My friends, I get all kinds of sad when I think about it. I get all kinds of sorry for it. But can you catch my vibe? It's whatever we feel. It's whatever we want to do. It's whatever I feel, but I'm fine. Whatever I want to do. It's whatever we feel. Whatever we want to do. It's the thing I want to do. It's the thing I want to do. I'm doing it. It's just the thing I want to do. It's the thing I want to do. I'm doing it. Whatever we wanna do, it's whatever we feel, whatever we wanna do.
Thank you.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to Radioactive. That last song was How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. Anywho, we are getting towards the end of the show, so I'm going to wrap it up, but not before I tell you guys about the Artist of the Month. I do Artist of the Month sometimes when I feel like there's an artist that has really been, you know, hitting my playlists every single week for the entire month. And this artist has been really, really floating my boat. This artist has been baking my potato. This artist is just hitting my auxiliary cords every time I get in the car. And they are called Sammy Ray and the Friends. It's a band, but it's like really just Sammy Ray. And then Sammy Ray plays with a bunch of different musicians that she actually met in New York when she was staying at a jazz club. She was staying at the Cotton Jazz Club Lounge in Harlem, and she was singing open mic nights when she was, you know, I think she was like in her early 20s or something. She was born in 1994 in Connecticut, so she's an East Coast girly, clearly. And when she was 19, she moved to New York, which, you know, means if I want to be anything like her, I should probably move to New York, which I probably won't do. But anyway, always could. She started, like, learning music super young in her life, and she really liked singing. And so she really honed her voice. And then, like I said, she moved to New York and started singing at open mics and got herself a band and started releasing music. And now she's signed with all these labels. And I have to say, she is groovy. I don't know how to describe. She's like, it's like jazz and funk inspired disco pop. Like, I don't want to call it disco because it's not, it's like very not like the disco. It's very 70s vibe, though. They're also going on tour, which I saw that when I was looking up them up today, and I was like, ooh, that would not be that hard to buy tickets and go see them, because I genuinely have not heard a Sammy Ray and the Friends song that I personally have not been a fan of. So I will let you be the judge of that. These next two songs are Sammy Ray and the Friends, but I will remind you guys that I only have a few minutes left, which means that this is Farewell. Farewell, goodbye. What's that song from that one movie musical, The Sound of Music? Goodbye, Farewell. I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, goodbye. I'll be here on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 7:30 if you care to tune in again. If not, then it's been really great speaking for you, I guess. So have a great night and have a great week and a great life if I never speak to you again. This next song is Kick It To Me by Sammy Ray and the Friends. So stay tuned. Please enjoy. And don't forget, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols and you're listening to Radioactive. Stay tuned and please enjoy.
Have a lot of bad days. My stomach got too hurting in the worst way. Singing the blues all on my own in a dark room. Nobody there, all on my own in a dark room. But nowadays we got a lot of good news. You finally kicked the cigarettes. I ain't been singing the blues nearly as much since I've been living with you. Love me too much. And I say, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Boy, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Father, it would turn out. You started off too quick, you're gonna burn out. Turn in, you send her home when the night comes. Let it go, send her home when the night comes. But nowadays we headed to the same place, and nowadays we're working at the same place. I'm still here, still bright when the night comes. Still burning, still bright when the night comes. You kick it to me and I make it better. Boy, you kick it to me, I gonna make you better. Father, oh, kick it to me, I'll come make it better.
bitter for you. Kick it to me, I can make you bitter. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you bitter for it. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, cause it's all better. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. And don't it feel alright? I get it better and it gets better every day. I didn't think it was a good look. No, you get too worried how it could look. And don't it feel okay? I get it better and it gets better every day. And if I open the gates and I let in the light, you're gonna get all of me or none at all. You're gonna get all of me or none at all. And if we're walking away and letting you go, no, no, I'm gonna get all of you or none at all. I wanna get all of you or none at all. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. Oh, I don't it feel okay? I get it bad and it gets better every day. I didn't think it was a good look. No, you get too worried that we could love. No. Oh, and don't it feel okay? I get it bad and it gets better every day.